Hello, darling Rage Nation. It's me. It's been a hot minute since I've done a solo episode, and I was really feeling it this morning. So, I mean, it's now this afternoon, but better late than never, right? So, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the things that I've been processing and learning as I've been going on this journey. In my own life, and also with the Rad as Fuck Women series, interviewing so many incredible women, you know, human beings who are all on totally different journeys and paths, have different life experiences, and have so many differences and yet so many similarities at the same time. It's been mind-blowingly amazing. I just love it. So the first thing that I wanted to touch on is that it has been an incredible journey for me to allow myself the room to become more self-aware. And part of that exploration for me has been, you know, realizing that I'm an ENFP, which if you don't know what that means, take the Myers-Briggs test. It's fantastic. And not only the test, but really digging into what the different cognitive functions behind each personality type are, because that's a lot more helpful than just like the surface level, you know, personality stuff. It really has helped me to understand my brain and how I connect with people. And the fact that I am very empathetic and a feeling type, an intuitive and perceiving type, and extroverted. And so all of those things have served me very well as it's gotten into me interviewing women and things like that. So it's been really great. But on another level, learning more about myself has brought a lot of self-confidence, and that allows me to listen to other people better. Because the more I go on a journey deeper into myself and deeper into knowing who I am and being confident in that, the less I need to put pressure on people to give me any satisfaction in that way, if that makes sense. Like, the more confident I am in myself, the less I need to feel that others are confident in me or really understand me. A lot of times they will, and they'll ask questions and we'll come to mutual understandings, and it's amazing. But when you're confident in yourself, that is the greatest gift you can give yourself, because that means that you can have a discussion, a conversation with a person who has totally different background, totally different life views, and bring up some things maybe that cause you to react in ways that you are surprised by. But when you're confident in who you are, you can take a minute to really dig into and be curious about those reactions, as opposed to being judgmental about them. And you can really take the time to understand why you're reacting the way that you're reacting, and understand the other person better as a result of that, have more compassion and more empathy. So that journey for me has been incredible. Another thing that I've been learning along the way is that other people are going to have strong reactions to you the more confident that you are. And usually it's on a continuum, but sometimes you can have people who absolutely are attracted to you on, you know, a personal level, not even necessarily a romantic level, but who love that you're confident and are on a similar path of self-discovery, and they just get you, right? Like, those are your people that accept you for who you are now and in this moment, this season of your life, versus wanting you to be someone that you were before. But they also can react to you in extremely, let's just say, interesting ways. Negative ways, they can get upset at you for decisions that you've made in your life. They can assume things about your character because of the way that you're going, because of the decisions you're making, because of your self-awareness. Sometimes people think that that's actually like egotistical or narcissistic or cocky or whatever. And it's interesting, because what I've also come to learn is that everyone's reaction to me, whether it's love or hate or anything in between, has nothing to do with me, which is a little hurtful to the ego, but also really freeing because everyone is working through their own reactions because of things inside themselves, right? And we have a tendency to place our feelings or our reactions on other people to give them, you know, a meaning or an external like scapegoat or whatever. And I can't tell you the amount of times in the past 6 months, especially, that I have been made to be a villain or a scapegoat because of my life decisions. And that never has anything to do with me, really, or my decisions. It has everything to do with the person who is putting that on me and their own issues that they have to work out in themselves, you know, because we've all got stuff that we need to work out. And the best that you can do for yourself is to do what's right for you first. And then, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first so that you can actually survive and then help others. I'm not saying don't think about anyone else ever again. I literally would not be able to not be empathetic. That's just part of who I am. I care about other human beings. I care about their feelings. I can sense what they're feeling, etc. But I'm learning to be assertive enough with my own feelings and my own beliefs and drives and desires first, and setting up healthy boundaries so that other people's beliefs and feelings are not controlling my life, because that's not healthy. It's not healthy to just push through and to accept, you know, to accept a way of being just because everyone else says that that's what you're supposed to do. So that self-awareness has been extremely freeing to me, extremely. And I just, you know, I've also learned, you know, that I can't control anybody. As much as I would love for everyone else in the world to have this kind of self-discovery and understanding that it's okay to truly be who they are, I can't make anybody, you know. All I can do is share my story and my experience, and if people have questions, to ask them, and I'll answer them as honestly as I can within reason. You know, there's still going to be boundaries. Sometimes this is something I've come up against too, is that sometimes people will ask me questions that are really none of their business. And as a human being, you know, as yourself, you can say no. You don't have to respond to those things. It's okay. And I think that's been really a hard area of growth for me, is because I care so much about what other people think and feel that I feel like I have to respond to everything. And the truth is, I don't. And I'm not going to make everyone understand, and everyone is not going to understand me. And that's totally okay. The more that I've released that and surrendered to that, that I just need to be myself, and, you know, the people who are down with it are down with it, and that's great. And people who aren't just aren't, and that's great too. It's so much easier to just be in the world that way than it is to try to navigate all of these systems of just madness and other people's feelings and other people's thoughts and other people's beliefs. It's too confusing and it's too much, especially for me as an ENFP. I can feel everything at the same time, really. I can read a room and I can feel what everyone's feeling, and I can perceive what's going on. And that's a superpower in a lot of ways for connection, but I also have to know how to temper it, in that I am, you know, moving through a room, through my life, with my internal alignment in line, you know, in mind first, because that's the only way that I'm going to be able to survive and thrive. And it gives everyone else permission to be themselves too. And the more that I'm myself, the more that I've learned that it's better for me to ask questions and truly listen, because I've been through so much rejection and trauma that I have a huge amount of compassion and empathy for people who are not understood. So I recognize that statements are not always helpful. Questions are. And truly trying to listen and understand the person in front of me, right? There's that saying, you can't hate a person close up, or it's really hard to hate a person close up. That's really true. The more assumptions that you have about a person or a group of people or generalizations that you make without actually asking them any questions or hearing them or listening, that's when the trouble comes, right? And the more that you draw near to a person and you ask them and you truly want to know where they're coming from, that's magic. That's love, guys. It's just incredible. So, yeah. I've learned a lot through these last 6 months, and with the Rad as Fuck Women series, the interviews, it's been incredible to talk to so many women, and I honestly can't wait for you guys to hear all the interviews. I've been holding them pretty close, and I've been dropping one a week. I consider dropping more than one a week. I still might do that. I don't know. As it is now, I have enough content, enough interviews to give us one a week every Monday until the middle of June, which what feels aligned to me is continuing to drop them once a week and then doing more of these solo episodes to kind of give you my insights on these interactions and what I've been learning and etc., so that I have more space, you know, to explore myself, which has been fantastic. So anyway, I'm so thankful for other human beings, and I'm so thankful for the ones who accept me for me in this phase of life and in my journey of self-actualization, and I love all of the conversations that I've been having so far, and if you haven't listened to them yet, I would highly recommend going back and listening, especially this one, this last one with Kara Olson from this last Monday. Just such a good conversation, and there are so many nuggets of wisdom and just experience and things that are just fantastic to hear and to know that, you know, though we're all very different, we're also very similar. And there, you know, you're not alone. So if that's the biggest takeaway that I could get from this interview process so far, is that I'm not alone and neither are you. And that in itself is freaking fantastic. So hopefully these thoughts made sense to you. I just wanted to share a little bit about what's going on in my head and let you know that I'm still here. Love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. I will be bringing new episodes to you soon. As always, the Rad as Fuck Women series will continue on Monday. But until then, rage on, darlings.